I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, there's another competitor in the 5G market.
Yes, Joe. Telecommunications company 2degrees is set to start rolling out a 5G mobile network. It will roll out the first sites in Auckland and Wellington this year and be progressively extended to about 700 sites around the country. Ericsson will provide the technology, which it says will allow it to double the capacity of its current 4G network. 5G mobile networks are set to offer high-speed connections to a wide range of devices and transfer of large amounts of data. Spark and Vodafone already have limited 5G services, but 2degrees Chief Technology Officer Martin Sharrock says his company has lost nothing by taking its time.
5G is the future, and as you know, 2degrees is a very pragmatic company, and when we think our timing is just right, I mean, as I said, we spent $1 billion on our existing network, and it works really well. We've got a nationwide network covering 98.5% of where Kiwis work and play, and it's a really good experience, and we think the timing for 5G is coming. You know, in the future, we're going to need a lot more data and a lot more capacity, more than 4G can provide today, but that is over the horizon. And you're absolutely right. This is about timing the maturity of standards, timing the maturity of the hardware, timing the maturity of the software. So our objective here is that we're going to go around every single site in Auckland and Wellington first, followed by other centres, and we're going to install it once, and we're going to install it right.
That's 2degrees Chief Technology Officer Martin Sharrock. Ahead of a KiwiSaver fund, doubts whether moves to force providers to justify their fees will make any meaningful difference. The Financial Markets Authority is requiring KiwiSaver managers to show every year their fees are fair and they're giving investors value for money. Past FMA reports have noted big gaps between what managers do and what they charge, and how big funds haven't passed on cost savings to investors. Rupert Carlyon from Calder says the changes are a good step, but he suspects funds will find clever ways to defend the fees they charge.
I don't see enough in there that's going to give people ammunition to say this is unreasonable or this is too high. People will always be able to justify why their fees are where they are. And yet you've also got to recognise that we all operate in a world now where KiwiSaver is a highly competitive market, where distribution costs are growing, compliance costs are growing. These are all of the excuses that are going to be used by providers to go, look, this is why my fees are fine, this is why I need to justify the fees that I have. So I feel for the FMA here because it's actually extremely difficult to define value for money. And that's why I think from a provider's perspective, yeah, there will be tough conversations, but I don't see them leading to much change.
That's Rupert Carlyon from Calder. Investors are pumping big money into startup businesses with 20% growth over the past year. A report by PwC and the Angel Association shows deals were bigger and interest from venture capitalists was higher than last year. It says the pandemic did not affect the investment appetite for small startups, with $158 million invested in 108 deals. PwC partner Anand Reddy says the involvement of venture capital funds and the government's Elevate Fund has been positive.
Probably the other trend, which is also at an all-time high, is the amount of follow-on capital, which is coming from investors as well. So in New Zealand, there was this phenomenon called the Valley of Death, where companies used to raise capital at an angel stage, but then many struggled to get this follow-on investment for further growth. So it's really great to see an improvement in that area.
That's PwC partner Anand Reddy. And staying with Elevate, it's joining the US company Finisterre Investments to invest $28 million into local agri-tech businesses. The Crown-owned fund is committing $14 million to Finisterre Aotearoa Fund, which is matching the money dollar for dollar. The longer-term fund goal is for $42 million. It's looking to invest in local agri-tech firms which are past the startup phase. Elevate's investment director, James Pinner, says the partnership is good news for the agri-tech sector, which has received little investment in the past.
Out in Palmerston North, there's hundreds of scientists based from, you know, corporates through a lot of startups, and there's just some amazing technology coming through which has the potential to be big on a global scale and great global scale companies from New Zealand. So I think it is certainly an area that's been underinvested at the later stage. There's really good research programs going on and creating the ideas, but actually getting the funding to help those companies grow and accelerate is much needed.
That's Elevate New Zealand's Investment Director, James Pinner. And time now for an update on the markets, and we're joined by Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Malika.
Kia ora, Nicholas.
Why don't you take us on a trip around what's been happening on the local market so far today?
Sure, look, the NZX 50 is up just 20 points or 0.16% at 12,677 points. The Gentailers are having a good day. Contact's up 5 cents at 742. Meridian's up 10.5 cents at 589.5. Genesis up 5 cents at 343. And just looking at some of the other leaders there, Auckland Airport's down 8 cents at 761. Air New Zealand's down 3 cents at 177. A2 Milk's up 7 cents at 896. Fletcher Building's down 14 cents at 697. Fonterra Shareholders Fund up 13 cents at 449. And Pushpay's up 1 cent at $1.94.
And what's going on across the ditch on the Australian index?
Yeah, just a slight gain in this morning's trading. They're up 9 points at 7,240 points on the All Ords. I'm just looking at the banks. ANZ's down 24 cents at 28.66. CBA's down 4 cents at 87.15. NAB's down 27 cents at 26.52. Westpac is down 27 cents at 25.04. And of note, Xero's up nearly 2% or $2.81 at $146.03.
And how's the dollar looking?
We're buying 70.65 US cents, 92.39 Australian, 51.34 pence, 59.08 euro cents, and 76.91 yen, and 4.6219 yuan.
And that leaves interest rates, oil and gold.
90-day bank bills are flat at 0.315%, and the 5 and 10-year swaps are up slightly. 5 years at 1.0825%, the 10 years at 1.8775%. Brent crude $63.97 US a barrel, and spot gold's flat at $1,746 US an ounce.
Thank you, Malika. That's Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. And a few other items in today's business news. Refining New Zealand says it's still talking with big customers over converting the Marsden Point refinery into an import-only terminal. Under media and stock exchange prodding, the company has issued a short statement saying there's no change and no decision on stopping processing and importing fuel instead. It has already received a tentative agreement with BP, but is still talking to Z Energy and Mobil. The three oil companies are the refinery's biggest customers, as well as being its major shareholders. And the kiwi fruit exporter Seeker is one step closer to its acquisition of the kiwi fruit business Opotiki Packing and Cool Storage. It has received nearly 100% approval from OPAC's shareholders. Under the proposed deal, OPAC's shareholders will receive new shares in Seeker at a ratio of about 1.5 Seeker shares for every one held in OPAC. Seeker will be hoping it gets more than half of its shareholders to approve the deal at its annual meeting on Friday. And that's it for business news today. Joe will be back just after the 5:30 headlines with a wrap-up of today's numbers and the day's news.